Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. Today's episode is actually my favorite episode of the year. This is the second time I've done kind of an end of year roundup slash goal setting sort of episode. And the reason this is my favorite episode of the year is because I feel like it gives me a chance to catch you guys before the first. And if you are someone who relates to me and you do get overwhelmed really easily, that's what this episode is about. I want to share the tips that I use every single year to help set goals that are actually realistic but still push me, and to also vision board and make sure that I'm vision boarding the way that I feel actually helps me make it all come to reality and come true. So I'm literally just going to share my tips and tricks that I use every single year with you guys. You guys probably know by now I'm such a beginning of the year person, and it's honestly crazy how much my life has changed every single year, and I feel like I've directed that. I feel like I've kind of carved out the exact life that I want every year, and I do that by using the formula that I'm going to share with you guys today. And it sounds really, like, I guess strategic when you think about it. And I guess it kind of is, because there is actual tips that I'm going to give you guys today. But what really is important is just kind of leaning more into yourself. And rather than feeling like you're going to find all these answers on the internet, it's actually just going to be what you truly want and what truly feels authentic to you. So that's just the first thing I wanted to say in case any of you guys are new. If this is your first time listening to my podcast, or maybe it's the first time you decided that you wanted to set a New Year's resolution or that you wanted to make a change in your life. Because when I think back to, I guess, 2019, when I really decided that I wanted to change my life, I remember looking for all the answers. And I just want to be that person to you guys that can really help you in a positive way, because we all know the first of the year can be a lot on social media. It's like, first of all, it's like, look at everything I accomplished last year, and now look at everything I'm going to accomplish this year, and the new challenge I'm starting, and what I'm going to do XYZ. And I think what actually is really hard for me at the end of the year is I always take December off. Like, December is my time to spend with family. I'm such a family person. I have a big family. I have two families now because I have Hunter's family, and all of my brothers have girlfriends, and it's just a lot of people that I like to connect with during the holidays. And we also come home, so it's a lot of friends from high school and college. And I just feel like this is the time of year where I really focus outward instead of inward. And usually the rest of the year is more focused inward. So this is the month where I kind of let go of that. So when I see a lot of other people talking about their goals and what they're doing and all this stuff, I start to feel like, shoot, should I have been more focused inward, when that's really not the case? That's just kind of the thought that comes into my head. So yeah, the point of this episode isn't to be like making you compare in that way that I do at the end of the year, and kind of the opposite, where it's like we're all in this blank slate and then fresh new year is starting. So it's kind of prepping us for that. But I'm getting way ahead of myself. If you guys are new, I do segments at the beginning of every episode, which is my favorite part of every episode, because it's kind of my roundup of the week and it's my chance to kind of catch up with you guys. So let's do my not your typical obsession of the week, dislike, and then my word of the week for next week. My obsession this week has been being able to separate two things. And the reason I wanted to share this one is because I am really bad, I guess, at separating work from personal life and not letting my personal stress interfere with my work stress and vice versa. So this past week, I actually went on a trip with Hunter. We went to a ski resort, which was really fun. And I've actually learned that I'm such a winter person. It's not even funny. Like, we were like, wow, we should honestly live somewhere that it snows. It just made us really happy. We loved skiing. We liked just walking around in the snow. It was really, honestly, the best weekend of my life. And I really made a point this trip that I wanted to just separate work. I wanted to be in the moment, really enjoy it, take in the new experiences, because I haven't been to the snow in so long. I've never skied. I honestly am never really in that atmosphere either, where it's super festive. It's super hot cocoa and snowing and cold and fireplaces. Like, that's just not how I grew up, because I live in Arizona and I feel like it just wasn't as festive here. And I feel like being able to separate work life and personal life is honestly the strongest quality you can have, because it really truly lets you rest so that you can recharge for the work goals, for your fitness goals, for all of the other stuff that goes on in our lives. So I was really proud of myself for just being in the moment, enjoying it. Obviously, I still took Instagram pictures and stuff like that, but I would be in the moment, and then on our drive back from the gondola or the town or whatever, I would just post all my stories and stuff on our way back. And Hunter and I are the type of people where we do love to go on our phone. So it's funny, like, after we've been at dinner or skiing, for example, we always will get back in the car and we're like, should we go on our phone for a little bit? Like, we both want to do that. So yeah, I just honestly did really good about separating and really just enjoying the moment. 12,000% recommend Park City. It was so much fun. And I put a bunch of like things that we did, like restaurants and where we skied, where we stayed, all of that on my Instagram. I made a highlight because it was the perfect weekend. I also vlogged it. It just won't be up until Sunday. So if you want to wait till Sunday, you guys can see that on YouTube. But yeah, best trip of my life. Enjoyed every single second and I'm really proud of myself. I'm not even going to do a dislike of the week because I genuinely didn't have one. It was the best week. And I'm excited because Christmas is in 4 days, which is so exciting. My word for the week is just going to be, I guess, festive, because it's the holiday season. And I just want to enjoy the last couple of days we have in Arizona before we drive back to California. I do have some work to do the last weekend of the year. So we do have to go back to California for New Year's, which we actually love spending New Year's together. It's a little tradition ever since we got Coco that we stay home, order sushi, and we just like watch TV and stuff on New Year's Eve, because Coco doesn't like fireworks, so we just like to stay with her, and it's just kind of our tradition, so I'm excited to do that together. And now that we're engaged, it kind of feels more special, I guess. Let's dive into the actual tips and tricks for goal setting, vision boarding for your 2024 year. And I want to give you 5 different layers to this episode to keep it easy to understand, because these are things that actually help me. And the first one is to reflect. The second one is to recognize. The third one is to reconsider. The fourth one is redirect. And the fifth one is to replace. So I'm going to deep dive into all of these. And these are actually in order to the way that I think of them in my own life. So do with that what you will. I'm not telling anyone to copy exactly what I do, but this is just what works for me. So at the end of every single year, the first thing I like to do is recognize. So I try to think of at least 3 goals that I achieved through the last year. It could be small goals. It can be big goals. It's obviously very customizable to yourself, but I'll give you an example of 3 goals that I'm very proud of myself for. And I think it's really, really important, especially before you start reflecting on maybe things that didn't work out and all of that, to really recognize what you did do and to give yourself that, because it sets the tone to be more positive. And it's kind of a fine line, I think, with setting goals, to not feel like you've wasted time or feel negative towards yourself. So the first thing that I put is I truly did balance out my workout routine this year. A lot of this came from actually learning about fitness, which I'm really grateful for that I had the opportunity to do that and the time to really test out different workouts in my body and all of that. If you guys have been following me since last year, you know that I really, really hit the ground running with spin a year ago. And last December, I remember just thinking, I think it's time to really hone in on my workout routine and not only focus on what I really enjoy doing, because spin is something I really do enjoy. And it's very addicting to me because I just love it. I love the atmosphere. I like the music, as you guys know. So I remember at that point, I was spinning like 4 times a week. And that was the only type of movement that I was doing at the time, which was totally fine because it is a full body exercise, but it was too much cardio for me and it didn't feel good to my body anymore. And I think that I was a little scared to get back into lifting because it was so long that it had been that I'd gone to a big box gym and just threw myself in there and started lifting. And honestly, I think too, just the layer of moving to a different state. I didn't know anybody at the gym. I didn't want to be judged by anybody. And at this time, I wasn't a personal trainer. So I didn't have the confidence, I guess. And I'm not saying that you have to be a personal trainer to have that confidence, but that was something that was really standing in my way. And I definitely feel like looking back at this year, I've just gained a layer of confidence where I don't care what other people think. I don't rely on other people's opinions to make myself feel good. And I think that's really important with fitness because even though it's so hard to do, but staying in your own lane at the gym will help you succeed. And yeah, it's really, really hard to push yourself when you have that layer of, is anybody watching me? Am I doing this wrong? Do I look stupid? Am I taking up space? When you take all of those layers out of it, you're really already a step forward. So that's exactly what I did this year. And then on top of it, I was able to create a workout split that really was balanced. So I'm hitting different muscle groups every single week and I'm making sure that I'm incorporating cardio that feels good to me. And there's days where I have slow, steady state cardio where I just go on walks with Coco and Hunter. But then there are days that I get to enjoy my spin and really add in that cardio that spikes my heart rate in a safe way. And I just feel really good about my workout split. And if you're somebody that is kind of stuck with working out and you don't know how to create a split, I do have a beginner's guide on my website, CaitlinNolan.com, and you guys can check that out. And it kind of gives you a breakdown. Even if you don't purchase the guide, it does give you an example of what a week would look like. So definitely check that out if you want to. And yeah, I think another thing that really helped me getting into lifting was purchasing some sort of guidance. And there's also free stuff online as well. Natasha Ocean has the best YouTube videos. Whitney Simmons has the best YouTube videos explaining splits. And you can definitely find information out there that is free. I actually really think I might be able to film a video before the first of the year that explains workout splits and all of that. Or maybe even just a podcast episode to help you guys. But if you do want that step-by-step information and feel like it's worth it to purchase something, I do have the guide on my website. Don't feel like you have to do something like that to reach your goals. You absolutely don't have to. But when I think back to my first time getting into lifting, I did purchase a guide and it really helped me. And I still look back at the guide sometimes when I want to switch up my workouts. And yeah, I'm just really proud of myself for creating that balanced routine. The second thing that I feel like I achieved this year was really strengthening my friendships and tightening my circle. I think that that was a goal of mine, especially moving to a new city, because I think relationships are the most important thing in life. I love hanging out with my girls. I love working out with my friends. I love just going on walks. And I feel like I really make an effort with my friends. And I'm just really proud of myself for being able to have that layer of my social life on top of everything that else that's going on in my life. And I know that my friends that are in my circle give me the same energy back. And I'm just really proud of the relationships that I've worked on the past year. So that's another thing. And then obviously, if you listen to my last episode and what I was just talking about, I did create a business with my personal training certificate that I got this year. So I'm really proud of myself for doing that. So after you've recognized what you've done this year, you should feel positive and proud of yourself, because even if it's a small accomplishment, a big accomplishment, know that you did that. And you should be the first one to congratulate yourself for things like that. And give yourself the same energy that you would a friend when they're telling you good news that they accomplished. AG1 is actually the sponsor of today's podcast. And I wanted to talk about them because I feel like it is such a good gift to give someone, because not only did I replace my entire multivitamin with AG1, but I love that every scoop includes magnesium, B vitamins for energy support, adaptogens to balance my body's stress, vitamin C, zinc to help my immunity health, prebiotics, probiotic, digestive enzymes. It's honestly insane. This is not just a greens powder. When I first thought of AG1, I thought, oh, it's just another greens powder, but this is so much more. I recommend this to my family all the time, my friends, Hunter, my mom, like people who are so close to me. And I think it's such a good product that that's why I recommend it. I would never recommend a product to you guys, my family, myself, if I didn't fully think that it was a benefit. I love adding something into my every single day. And going back to like the habit stacking, I feel like this one habit in the morning kind of trickles down through the rest of the day. It's one easy thing I can do for my health. It makes me feel satisfied in the morning that I'm doing something to add to my life, my regimen, and it's just so easy. They come in little packets that you can take on the go. They have a canister that you can pour it all into and just scoop from every single day. AG1 is the supplement that I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why I'm excited to partner with them. If you want to take ownership of your own health, it starts with AG1. You guys can try AG1 and get 1 year free supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. You guys can go to drinkag1.com/notyourtypical. That's NOTYOURTYPICAL. That's drinkag1.com/notyourtypical. You guys can check it out. Thank you, AG1, for sponsoring. Then I like to move on to reflecting, and I'll ask myself three different questions. What didn't align with me this year? What got me to where I'm at right now? And what friendships made me feel most authentic this year? Thinking back to what got me to where I'm at right now, so that when I think of what I want to do this next year, is there anything I can carry with me that will get me there? So when I'm reflecting, I try obviously not to be negative. I think just knowing that learning through what you go through is not a negative thing. We're never going to have a perfect life. Everybody's going to have lessons that they learn. I am constantly learning different things. And just, I think being in my 20s too, learning more about yourself, you'll start to reflect on what you don't like and reflect on things that maybe you could have handled better. And even just traits that maybe aren't your strongest traits. For me, it's procrastination. It's being overwhelmed easily. It's putting too much on my plate, being a people pleaser. And I think that once you've realized those things that you feel like you need help in, you're able to then help yourself. So it's not a negative thing. It's actually a positive thing, being able to recognize and reflect. So I just obviously try to keep that positive. Then the next column I put is reconsider. So I take what didn't align with me and I ask the question why. Being in tune with what doesn't work is just as powerful as being in tune with what does work. And the reason I say this is because I'm always telling you guys that I have achieved my fitness goals, I've achieved my career goals by thinking about what works. You know, what do I look forward to? What exercise feels good? What foods make me feel good? What friendships make me feel positive, all these things. But at the same time, knowing what doesn't work with me has also really helped push me in the right direction. And I think that that's kind of overlooked sometimes. And because I've always said that I like to add things into my life and not focus on what I'm taking away, I think that maybe the takeaway part has kind of been brushed under the rug. But if I'm being honest, I always do look at what doesn't work as well. So I think it's important to mention that I do focus on that as well. It's just that I don't let it overpower the good side, if that makes sense. So for me, I'll give you an example. I was looking back at this year and I was thinking, is there anything that I could work on that I did not slay at? And even if I go to bed really late, I will still keep the discipline to wake up early. And I think that's where I really went wrong this year. And there's been a lot of factors of why I'd stay up late. For example, I procrastinate work, so sometimes I have to stay up late to edit and have something in by the morning, and then vice versa. Maybe I stay up late because I'm just watching TV so I don't get to my work, so I have to wake up earlier in order to get my work in before the workday starts. So I'll be waking up at 5 to finish something. So I think this year going forward, I want to avoid this by maybe focusing more and being more disciplined on the night routine and not being so disciplined in the pickup of what I did wrong. For example, like when I do stay up super late, I'll be like in my head, okay, well, I'll be disciplined tomorrow and I'll wake up early and it'll be fine. But instead of picking up the slack after it's already happened and being disciplined in that sort of way, I want to be disciplined before that happens, because at the end of the day, waking up early but still going to bed late for me is so unhealthy, because I'm obviously a woman and I need my sleep. Rest is so important. There's so many studies about how many hours women need for rest. And maybe I get an Oura ring this year and focus on maybe tracking it a little bit better, because maybe if I see the number, I'll not be scared into wanting to fix it, but being aware of it, because there's nothing wrong with being aware of things, in my opinion. And I think maybe that's kind of the part that I'm at, where I need to really face the fact that I need more sleep. And I think even just this past week, I've really noticed it because we woke up for a 5 a.m. flight. So we woke up at 3:30. We did miss the flight, which sucked. Should have made that my not your typical dislike this week, but we missed our flight. We were at the airport. Originally, we were going to like nap in our hotel and everything. But because we missed that first flight, we didn't even get into Park City until 11. And then we didn't get to our hotel until 12. And then we just wanted to get going for the day. So we didn't end up going back to bed until probably 10, 11, 12. And then the next day we were skiing. So we woke up again at 6:30. We were at the slopes by 8. And then the next day we came home at an 11 p.m. flight. So pretty much, I just feel like there's all these factors in my life that have been keeping me from having a consistent sleep routine, and I really want to focus on that this next year. So that's just kind of one example of a pillar of a goal that I have in my life and how I would kind of think of it, and more think of it in a positive way while still kind of correcting what I feel like I lacked on this year. Then, after we consider, I have redirect and replace. So redirect the thought for me, example, is instead of thinking, I messed up this year, I didn't get any sleep, I'm so behind, everyone else is sleeping so much more than me, everyone else is so ahead of me because they're better at this than I am, I'm more thinking in a quote that I really love that is, life will remain linear if we have no challenges to learn from. So every challenge that comes into my life is an obstacle, I guess I think of, and something to learn from, something to keep life exciting. I like to be challenged. It's a good thing to be challenged. And yeah, I'm just going to try harder and fix what I don't like about my life and keep in control of my life and in control of the thoughts that I have and make sure they're positive. So that's the redirect part. And then the replace part is just taking the habit that I feel isn't best for my lifestyle. Like, for example, watching 4 episodes of a show at night and staying up till 1 or 2 just because I want to finish the episode. And I think having the discipline to maybe watch one show, and I think maybe for me it might help to have some routine. For example, if we watch shows on the couch and just watch one show and then move to bed, and then when I get into bed, that's like maybe no more TV, because usually I bring my laptop, but that allows me to stay up super late watching TV. And we actually don't have a TV in our room for this reasoning, but since it's so easy to bring my laptop or my phone in bed, sometimes we do that. Honestly, most of the time I do that. So I really want to get more books this year that I'm really excited to read and keep my room a reading room. Like when I go to bed, I want to read. I want to journal and stay off my phone. Like honestly, no electronics in my room. I don't want to go on them in the morning. I don't want to go on them at night. So adding that in replace of watching TV in bed, because I know that doesn't make me feel good. And this isn't going to be like an every single day thing. And everyone's so different. So it's kind of hard to give examples because I know the line that I don't cross with my life. Like I'm disciplined to a point where I obviously don't let it become strict, and I still enjoy my life. And there's going to be many nights where Hunter and I go on a date and then want to watch movies all night. That's just going to happen. And we travel a lot too. So it's obviously not every day, but the main majority of my days, I really want to focus on my sleep, which is a positive thing. And I know that. So when I do go to read, I should think and remind myself that this is so that I can fall asleep early and feel good tomorrow, because I know I'm going to wake up early because I want to and I have a lot to do. So that is what I'm doing this year. And to move into vision boarding, which I will probably do another episode about vision boarding just because I've already been talking your ear off about goal setting. But vision boarding for me is a way to create my thoughts and see them because it's super motivating. So I know there's a lot of people who like to vision board to manifest and all of that sort of thing. But for me, vision boarding is all about motivation. And I love to put images on my vision board that feel good. And you can also vision board just writing. And that's actually going to be the journal prompt this week. I do a journal prompt in every episode if you guys are new. And I want you to create a vision board with your words. I want you to write words that just make you feel good, that make you feel inspired, motivated. Maybe do write goals on there, like new car, maybe you want to move to a new city. Maybe you want to work on your friendships. Maybe you want to work on your fitness routine. Just write words that make you feel good, and maybe write sentences. Whatever it is, you can kind of do it collage style. You can do a list. do whatever makes you feel creative and inspired. So that's my journal prompt. And then I, of course, as you guys probably know if you follow me on Instagram, because I post my vision board pretty much every year, I will also go and do that on Pinterest. So sometimes I'll do it with friends, like we'll have a girls' night, we'll do it. I'm probably going to do that this year, especially for like wedding planning and vision boarding for that. I know me and my friends who are engaged want to do that. But yeah, just hanging out, making it a whole experience, maybe getting tea, ordering in, and just going on Pinterest, listening to music, and finding what feels good when you see it. It doesn't have to have a specific reason. Like, it can be a photo of a wedding ring, but maybe the reason why you like it is just because you love jewelry and you like glam and things like that. So yeah, a vision board can mean so many different things. And that's what's really cool about vision boards, because I can show my friend a vision board and she could have no idea what my goals are by looking at it. Or maybe she assumes that she knows, but she might actually not. Okay, not my actual best friend. She probably knows everything about my life. But you know what I mean? Like, if I post my vision board online, people can assume what they think through the photos, but truly no one knows exactly what it is that drew you to that photo, which I think is really cute. And I always make my vision board my screensaver for like a month, and it's just fun. So that is my 2023 roundup episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And this is my last solo episode before the new year, which is exciting. Next week, I'm going to have an episode with my best friend, Katie, who's in the corporate world. And we're going to talk all about corporate life and how she balances everything while working a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday. So that episode, I'm so excited about. We already recorded it, and it's actually one of my favorite episodes ever. So that will come out next week. And then we have our January episode, which will be a solo episode. So I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have the best holiday season. I hope you enjoy everything and just take time for yourself, because a lot of us like to hit the ground running January 1st and just know you have time. You don't have to wait till January 1st. If you don't want to, you can. You are in control of everything. So just do whatever feels right to you. And I will talk to you guys next week.